In this week's Environmental Almanac, love is in the air in the natural world. Rob Cantor explains.
Ready or not, Valentine's Day is nearly upon us. I'm not a good person to comment on the human behavior associated with this holiday, but I can provide a bit of diversion by passing along stories of quirky animal courtship. Consider, suggests May Barenbaum, head of the U of I Department of Entomology, the bizarre behavior of some pyralid moth males. In the process of courtship, they beat females over the head with the tip of their abdomen. This behavior may look like abuse to us, but in reality, its purpose is to transfer aphrodisiacs. Or think of how good your gift ideas look when compared to the offerings other male insects present to prospective mates. Hanging flies, for example, which proffer dead flies, or certain impid flies, which court females with empty balls of saliva. Makes a box of chocolate look pretty special after all, doesn't it? Chris Phillips, who's a herpetologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey at the U of I Prairie Research Institute, points out that in the world of amphibians, it's not unusual for courtship to involve a communal aspect. That's because mating requires frogs, toads, and salamanders to come together at bodies of water. That's where their eggs will be laid, so their young, which must live near water, can develop before going off to breathe air and live on land as adults. Barring unusual weather, the rains that fall in late February and early March will get Illinois amphibians moving. Male spring peepers and wood frogs will vie for mates by singing, or calling if you prefer, beauty being in the ear of the beholder, in a chorus that can be uncomfortably loud for human observers. A male wood frog that lands a mate grasps her in an embrace called amplexus, which may look like a human hug. But he is apt to hang on for hours, or even days, his grip secured by rough pads that develop on his thumbs during the breeding season, just for that purpose. If you're more interested in birds, U of I avian ecologist Mike Ward calls attention to two courtship spectacles that can be witnessed in Illinois. One is the performance of male greater prairie chickens in a daily gathering during the breeding season where they dance to compete for the attention of females. Males spar with each other to occupy the best positions in the field and then put on a highly choreographed performance that puts the funky chicken to shame. Prairie chickens occur in only two isolated populations in Illinois within the confines of the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area southeast of Effingham. If you want to witness their courtship, it's best to make arrangements through the office there. It's much easier to catch the courtship dance of American woodcocks, which takes place in spring throughout the state. Beginning sometime in March, at dawn and dusk, male woodcocks put on a display that culminates in the sky dance, famously described by Aldo Leopold in a Sand County Almanac. While much Illinois wildlife doesn't begin breeding until after Valentine's Day, there are some creatures that have already passed that stage. That includes some of our owls, which begin incubating eggs in February. If you want to go looking for owls this month, check out one of the owl prowls conducted by the Urbana Park District, the Champaign County Forest Preserve District, or the U of I's Allerton Park.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.